I meet Carolyn Davenport outside of the Safeway on Main Street. She's catching up with her friend Gayla in the parking lot. They are both holding large umbrellas to shield themselves from the rain. Davenport lives in the hamlet of Cosadero, and the Safeway parking lot, rain or no rain, is the place to find out how her friends and neighbors are doing. For Davenport, the month after the flood has been filled with endless work, like calls with her insurance company and cleaning out flood debris. She lives on a tributary of the Russian River called Austin Creek.
We were all on an island, and our house almost took it on. Just the garage and that, because we're raised up a little bit. But it was just like you were sitting in the middle of a lake.
Though her house was mostly spared, her mom's was completely inundated.
My mom's 88 years old. We actually rescued her. My son and the next door neighbor had to pick her up and carry her out of her house. She sits down lower than us, and she's got flood insurance for the house, but none of her personal stuff. And she slipped and fractured her pelvic bone, and so now she's living at my house. She's doing okay, you know, driving me nuts, but she's doing okay.
She finds humor in the situation, even though she's the one responsible for taking care of the repairs and everything else that needs to be done.
We've got her house, everything taken out. It needs to be put back together. All the sheetrock's out, everything's out, so it's not easy. It really isn't.
But the logistics are just a small part of the problem. She says she and her mom have been having nightmares, or as she calls them, post-traumatic stress dreams since the flood. I ask her if she thinks her mom will move back home after everything that happened.
I don't think she wants to, because she's old, and I'm sure flood insurance is going to go up.
Davenport's friend, Gayla Granahan, says she's been much luckier. She and her husband own several rental properties in and around Guerneville. Only one of them was damaged.
Did not flood the living area, but the whole bottom is just a freaking mess. Trees fell down, big ones barely missing the houses.
The other problem is that that tenant split without any notice.
He left it trashed just right after the flood, and so is what it is. You just deal with it. It isn't bad. Could have been worse. Could have gotten the inside, so I'm happy.
Both Granahan and Davenport have lived in the area for more than 20 years, and they've been through floods before. Despite the mountain of work in front of them, they know how resilient their community is.
Once the garbage is picked up, you're not going to know it, you know. That's just the way it is.
The deadline to put flood debris on the curbside was Sunday. Now anyone who puts out more could be fined. Sonoma County crews are still working their way through the piles and should be done by the end of the week. With the physical reminder of the floods gone, hopefully soon the nightmares will also disappear. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.